You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts on the University of Manitoba campus in Winnipeg, Manitoba, providing you with auditory sustenance since 1998.
Isn't it time you realize that dancing is nothing more than a form of expression of release?
Do you understand what I'm talking about? That music is so powerful that it's quite beyond my control. And when I'm in the grips of it, I don't feel pleasure and I don't feel pain.
These are innocent questions. I have not seen you perform. I've just read a great deal about you.
And I could certainly use a release.
Listening at 21.5. My name is Emma Murphy, and this is my show Sunlit Youth, which runs every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. On my show, I focus on indie alternative rock with a hint of classics, so I hope you enjoy what I have for you tonight. I started my show off with one from Feist, My Moon, My Man, off her 2007 album, The Reminder. So I was actually in the hospital for the last week and a half, and I had the opportunity to watch so much Grey's Anatomy, and watching it while being in the hospital really elevates the experience. It's almost like you're watching it in 4D, where they're taking your vitals while you watch Christina take Meredith's. I always feel so impressed by the amount of Canadian indie music used in that show. I was watching an episode from season 4, and it starts off with the track My Moon, My Man by Feist, which I thought was just so cool. And throughout the seasons, you can hear more Feist, you can hear Tegan and Sarah, and tons of metric tunes. I just think it's such a wonderful show, and it's amazing that they give the platform for so much Canadian content. I'm going to keep things going with one from Fontaine's DC. You're listening to 101.5, and here is Roman Holiday. Arctic Monkeys with Dance Little Liar off their album Humbug here on 101.5 FM. Up next, I have a track from Cage the Elephant for you. While writing their album Melophobia, lead singer Matt Schultz said, "I'd hardly been listening to any music while we were working on the record, but I would go bowling, and when I did, I would play Blondie on the jukebox. That song, Heart of Glass, was my favorite. It made me want to do a super playful type of vocal delivery. We put together the verse, but the chorus didn't want to come to us. That was always a big problem with the song. We cut the track in the studio, but there was still no chorus. After a while, we started to get really down in the dumps, because at first this was the most promising song of all, and now it was just sitting there. One morning, I woke up in my living room, I picked up the guitar, and the whole thing poured out. I literally sped down to Nashville to get to the studio to show it to the guys. We jumped right in and recorded it that day. Sometimes these things happen when they're gonna happen, and you just have to be patient." Off their album Melophobia, here is Cage the Elephant with Take It or Leave It.
Take it or leave it.
Welcome back. You're listening at 101.5, and that was Nelly Furtado with Man Eater. Nelly Furtado shared in an interview that while recording the track in Miami, the speaker caught fire. It started smoking, and a flame shot right out of it, which nobody at the studio had ever seen happen in the 40 years it had been running. She claimed that everybody was too scared to work on the song after that, and they thought the song had the devil in it. They put it away for a few weeks until everybody had the courage to play it again. It's crazy to hear the story behind a song because to us, it's just a catchy track, but to them, they were summoning the devil himself. Once again, you're listening to 101.5. You're listening to my show, Sunlit Youth. Up next, I have one from Lord Huron. This track is called Wait by the River.
Someday I'll be dead and gone, and I won't be. lips, but not kiss.
For album Underdressed at the Symphony, that was Faye Webster with But Not Kiss, and before that was Alabama Shakes with Guess Who. One of the first times I heard Alabama Shakes was when they played Saturday Night Live in 2015. Dakota Johnson was hosting, and it was the most incredible performance I'd ever seen. It was just so raw, so full of emotion, and Brittany Howard is just this powerhouse of a person and musician. And if you're a big SNL fan, August is the 1 month of the year where you can email the studio to try and win free tickets for a taping of the show. You don't get to choose which show you attend, so you kind of have to be able to book a trip within the month if you do win the tickets. But to enter, you email snltickets@nbcuni.com and you include your name and why you should get to go to the taping. I went to New York in 2017 and it's the best place I've ever been, so if you're a fan of the city and the show, it's always worth the trip.
Thank you.
Young as I want to know, I'll never let you go.
Blood Orange with Champagne Coast here on 101.5 FM. I am almost up for time today. Once again, my name is Emma Murphy. This has been my show, Sunlit Youth. I am the host every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. On my show, I play a mix of indie alternative rock and a hint of classic. So if that's what you're into, I'll be back next week at the same time.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things, there were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Saying that the devil may care, that you're lost and can't be found. But now you've got to think, and we'll drive the coast from town to town. You keep trying to leave, but the car keeps breaking down. You was always sleeping like the day before noon, cause you're living on another one's time. Yet once again we let out at dawn to skip the warden's fine. I said, isn't that like stealing? You said to steal is just to find. Get to where you can't turn back. We should not be. Oh, I believe that does it for you. no worse than anything else. That every moment matters and that truth can be your wealth. Yes, every moment, good or bad, in and of itself. You was always saying where your kid come from. They was hard, but they was right. Then someone had an accident. We said, oh, what a pitiful sight. Said someone flipped a pickup truck and we heard that someone had died. Ooh, you like to get to where you can't turn back. But you should not be. Oh, I believe that does it for you. That does it for me.
Those run kids cross a line. I'm afraid I'll never understand, baby. And I'm so sorry you had such a bad time. Well, I have done some truly awful things, and you must be very terrified. Well, you have every reason to be frightened, since you've been reading my mind. Well, who am I to deny this moment? And who am I to even question it? There is a cross on the mountain, baby. There is a cross glowing over your head. Oh, please break this spell you have me under. Every heart is a lonesome hunter. Please break this spell you held me under. Oh yes, every heart is a lonesome hunter.
Thank you. Great neighborhoods are built one gathering at a time. On Saturday, September 12th, the annual Neighbor by Neighbor Music Festival returns to the Lord Roberts Community Center for a full day of live music, local food, and community celebration. Browse the farmer's market, grab a bite from local food vendors, relax in the beer garden, enjoy family activities, and catch an incredible lineup featuring We're Only Here for the Snacks, Shay Wolf, Paige Drobot, Odie Beresford, Tyler Delpino and the Brastronauts, Mise en Scene, El Leon and the Strangers, and more. Whether you're coming for the music, the market, or just to spend the day with your neighbors, this is what community sounds like. Don't miss the Neighbor by Neighbor Music Festival Saturday, September 12th at the Lord Roberts Community Center. Admission is free. Learn more at lordrobertscc.ca. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Follow us on Instagram at NeighborXNeighbor to get all the up-to-date information on this year's festival.
The best time to plant a tree was years ago. The next best time to make a difference is today. Trees Winnipeg is seeking volunteer board members to help guide its mission of protecting and growing Winnipeg's urban forest. They're looking for people with experience in finance, accounting, fundraising, marketing, governance, advocacy, government relations, or arboriculture. But most importantly, people who care about building a greener city. Applications are encouraged from all backgrounds. To learn more or to apply, email